Can't get to the fucking the page.
What, Facebook?
Yeah, as the host.
Oh.
Scheduled to begin. Starting soon. But do you see what I mean? I can't.
Right, because you need to go on substance.
Yeah. Then where do you go from here?
You should have your events.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Live.
It's not going to be on the same.
But it's not the thing, is it? I had a featured link.
You can have some of that bagel if you want. It's dry as fuck. Dope as fuck.
Dope as fuck.
Go to the can you go to the shared event? Did you share it on Substance page?
Hang on, mate.
Let me get on the mic.
Yeah, you get on it, mate. Because if I go through Facebook on here, the old man's ball bag. Yeah.
Your eyes on the old man's ball bag.
I am. I love the old man's ball bag.
Is this...
It's not on there.
No, I know.
We did exactly the same thing 2 years ago.
Yeah. So just wishy-washy.
Right, okay, hang on. Let's go for it this way then. Did you create...
It's all up here, isn't it?
Yeah.
It isn't though, is it, David?
Oh, Mama Bear Tracy, welcome. Substance for Days comic relief.
Do you need these?
Well, no.
Not really.
No, I wasn't going to, because...
You don't have to, do you?
No, not with the...
Live element.
Yeah.
Aspect.
We're just setting up at the moment. It's...
Yeah, welcome.
It's mental, yeah. Sam will be here. She's not here right now. She's quickly trying to do the production bit, which is
proving difficult.
I'm
trying to find me on there.
Trying to find.
So I shared the thing. So you might go click on the link.
What, to see if it's on?
No, to get to it. I'm apparently not.
Do you know what I mean? It's mental. Doing everything. She is doing everything. You're right. It should just be events, shouldn't it? Oh, what about the page?
I've just been on that.
No. But there should be...
Does it start at 7?
Events. No, 1:45.
No. It says starting soon on it.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? I've got it up here.
Yeah, that's the...
I think it's marked as that because it's... because I've scheduled it for 6:30, but I've not hit the live button. But I don't know where you hit the live button.
But it hasn't come up on the actual...
No. Why is this so shit? Where is it? Where is it? Yeah. Shit. Manage page. This is what we need. Proper.
Maybe show it on the page again.
Tin pop.
Is it on that page? Because I couldn't see it on that page either.
No.
No, it's not, is it?
Oh my. I mean, the only other thing that we do or can do is the only other thing that we do is just do a live.
Hang on. Oh no, that's 6:00.
Yeah, look. Happening now, it says. This is where I need to go as.
Is that a page or is it an
it's
event?
It's an event.
That's what's on it.
Yeah. Your upcoming events.
Yeah.
starting soon. Can't even do it as fucking live from here. Shocking. This is exactly how we did it the last time. Just bear with us. What? Hey, whilst you're waiting, why don't you donate to our Just Giving page?
Who's with us anyway?
We've got Mama Bear Tracy and 1974827623. All right.
Fair.
Yeah. It is mental. It is mental.
I don't understand how it's. Yeah. I'm not going to add to why I don't understand.
I wonder if I can.
Why is he doing that?
Because he's new deal. Comic relief. This is possibly worse than last time.
Yeah.
You know, and that's.
Saying something.
That is saying something. I don't get it. No, live video.
So we're on Podbean anyway, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're Podbeaning all over the place. But it's just...
Just go live from one ear.
Yeah?
Yeah, like we've shared...
It's going to be... They're going to know it's us, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true.
I suppose they'll go, right, well, that must be it.
Depends, how many people have you got on this battle? You've got 45 followers on this page. So, yeah, just go live from this one. So scroll down. More. And then up. I love
live.
That. Try that.
Shocking.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Shocking. Right, well.
Just face it in the right.
I mean.
We've got it at the right.
And there's, you've got.
We've got to face it down a bit, haven't we?
Yeah, got to get down. Oh, you can take the charger out. That was only to give it a little bump.
Oh, yeah, so it's up there anyway on the battery. Oh, God.
And there's the.
That's not what you want to see, is it?
That is always what you want to see, at all times. We're bringing the mics down.
Hello.
People of the Podbean world.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah?
Could you go on sub on the Podbean and see if it's the levels are all right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's on. See if he's turned it on.
Because I don't trust it.
And that's, you know.
Is that everything?
Hello, yes.
Nick, are you in there as well?
Oh. Well, if I take a seat,
probably.
Yeah.
Right. There it is.
Yeah.
It's that,
thank you.
It's that fucking time again, isn't it?
It is that time.
I don't know whether to. I think I might close that door.
Yeah.
All of this should have been done before.
This,
but
I mean,
we're famous for this, aren't we?
I was going to say, is it not part of it?
Yeah, it is. Actually.
It's part of the fun.
It's part of the patter. It's all, you know. It's almost part of our charm.
Some people would think this is higgledy piggledy.
Yeah.
Whereas
I think that
it is all because of pomp and happenstance.
Well, it is, but it is to do with that, largely. But it also is one of our things. It's almost been the most solid feature that we've ever had on this podcast is that we don't ever manage to sort shit out.
Never.
We're good at that.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone that's in so far.
Welcome. This comic relief and that.
Yeah, Substance for Days comic relief and that.
Yeah.
Whale of a time.
Paul's entered.
He's here.
He's there. Doesn't talk much.
March 15th is Spooky's birthday.
So, and that's not today. So, you know.
No, but Spooky's said that.
Oh, right.
Are you speaking about yourself in the third person? Spooky?
Exactly, because it would be a bit like me going, July 15th is my birthday. And you're going, right, well, but what's,
hang on a
that's
minute.
Not
yeah.
relevant.
So 2 days, no, but in 2 days, he knows that we're not going to have a...
Are we?
No, Spooky, you don't have to fuck off. You mean Spooky can fuck off then, eh? No, please don't.
In the third person.
You make up 90% of our listenership, please don't.
Exactly.
March 15th.
Yeah?
Yeah, March 15th.
Shall I have a look at the, what have we got here?
Nick doesn't know where the button is. That's
levels
your first
fine.
Problem.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
saw that, did you?
I saw that, yeah.
Oh, hello. Thanks for that, Spooky Mulder.
Thank
He's
you.
Giving us a clap.
So what I would say, Spooky Mulder, because you're probably going to be the one that's going to bring us over the threshold. I'll say it to Mama Bear as well. And the 197 of all the 19s and the 7s.
All of them. Got to put them all in there.
Is rather than giving us your beans, yeah, tonight, why don't you head over to our Just Giving page, because we are actually doing this for comic relief.
Yes.
Yeah, we're relieving you comically.
Yeah, with comic.
Yeah.
Comic stuff.
With comedy.
Comedy. Oh, yeah, comedy. Yeah. That's what it's called, yeah.
Comedy.
Sorry, I forgot. It's easy to get lost in the...
Welcome, O'Harkin. And now, I wonder if... Because he is a fellow technical mind, and I wonder if he will know how on earth we can actually do the live broadcast from Facebook.
The thing that we've done.
The thing that we've designed.
Yeah.
I've got to do some tidying. I've got to do some tidying. But it doesn't matter. We're here anyway. And if you go to our Facebook page, you go to Substance for Days Facebook page, you can see us live. We are here.
Yeah, we are on the live.
We are all on the live stream.
Yeah, I can see it coming up.
Oh, look, there it is.
So,
see if you can share that.
It's just me looking down.
Yeah, well, it'd be a bit delayed. Share it as, yeah, we go. And just say, hop on here and sort of at me. Yeah. Just fix it, Nick, says O'Harkin.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he's basically just, he's putting it to you.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Spot on. But yeah. Back to the case in point, if you will. I mean, do you know what's funny? People running around catching paedophiles can do this better prepared than I have.
Yeah.
What's that about?
We need to look into that. But do you know what? I think we've probably been saying we need to look into that for 2 years and we haven't.
We haven't looked into it.
I think we just are how we are.
But we've got a better setup.
Yeah, definitely. And it was, we have got a better setup. It's not, none of this is the end of the world.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. If we can raise £2 tonight, it'll be a success, won't it? Jesus.
Yeah, I'll donate £2.
Will you?
Yeah.
Now?
We'll wrap it up and fucking, I can donate.
Now?
Soon.
Right.
It'll be soon.
Yeah. Excellent. Now? Because it doesn't. It looks like you're messaging someone saying, "Can you lend me £2?"
Yeah,
and I know that that person hasn't got £2.
No, I'm messaging you to see if you've got
£2. Imagine it comes up
the requisite £2.
That's awkward. Right now, the good thing is that there are a few listeners on Podbean, so I'm going to get the message out there.
Yeah,
right, and then I'm going to play the intro.
Yeah,
we'll do the intro.
Yeah.
And then we'll kick into it, and we'll just hope for the best on the Facebook front.
Yeah,
because that doesn't seem to be happening.
Oh, is it actually not on?
It is on.
Yeah,
it's live, but fine. It just don't seem to be any.
I've shared it with you, just so you know. Oh, doesn't seem to be anyone on.
No,
that's all right.
But they can come and go.
Yeah, yeah,
as come they and please, because there's loads of.
Well, just like Podbean,
they can
come and go.
They can come and go. Right. Okay. So
yes.
Point being. Right, Podbean. We probably should have done that offline.
What's that?
Shouldn't we?
What?
That little discussion.
What,
just, yeah, well, on that. Yeah, set up.
Yes.
We probably should have.
We don't care, do we?
No.
We just turn up and talk.
And just,
we think that that's all that's good. All
and that's what happen. That's what's needed.
We need to put more work.
Everything is.
Honestly.
So, right. Comic relief.
Yeah.
What
is it? What is it?
No, that was all I was going to say.
Oh, just comic relief.
Just comic relief.
Just making a point.
And then everything else just works around that.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're doing a comic relief special. You probably all know.
Yeah.
You know, we advertise it well enough.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, you know, Absolutely. We're doing a comic relief special. Last time we did it was actually 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I listened back to some of the episode, which was fucking hilarious.
It was brilliant.
On my drive home this evening. And it was just as shoddy, though.
I think the intro this time around is probably worse, but it's fine. Who cares?
This yeah, so do, our it? Target last time
yeah.
was £150.
Yes.
And we raised 300 odd.
300, yeah, £330
yeah.
we raised.
So that's really good going for such a small setup.
Yeah.
We did really well. So yeah, if you can donate, and again, I emphasise if you can, because we aren't.
Oh, lovely. Welcome, Dave Carey. Welcome,
Joshua Stevenson.
Stevenson.
Oh, I know him.
Do you?
Used to work with him, all right, mate?
And that's weird, because Dave Carey, I used to work with him.
Oh, so there you go. No, one
welcome.
For one.
Yeah.
One for one.
Welcome. So, yeah, point being, £330 raised last time.
Yeah, two years ago.
2 years ago. So tonight, I want to beat that.
Mm.
Or
not.
Or not beat that.
Or any.
Yeah, I'll get anything.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I want to beat it. That would be great. But obviously, yeah, you're right. Anything that anyone can give, fantastic.
Yeah, we emphasise if, because we know that, listen, charity starts at home. Charity starts at home. We know that it's not always going to be possible for people to just give money over to some cause that they don't know or care about. But it does help people in this country.
Yeah.
It does help people across the, you know, oceans.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah. I mean, we'll read the
blurb.
We'll read the blurb. Yeah. But what we will give in return,
yeah,
is laughter.
Oh, and yeah, you can't put a price on that.
You can't.
You?
You can't put a value on that.
Yeah. So if you all donate 500 quid, because you can't put a price on what we're about to give you.
Exactly.
So all of you do that, and
we've
then
got to assume that you're just.
Just so you know, as well, the comic relief funds don't go to us.
They do.
Do they?
Well,
we'll talk about it later. Talk about it later.
No, they don't.
No, right.
Mr. Taxman, no, they don't go to us.
We are not a charitable organisation at the moment.
No.
But we
could be. I haven't redirected the Just Giving link to our bank account.
That would be amazing.
That would be wicked.
Yeah, yeah, we could steal from charity.
Yeah, that would be brilliant.
That would be morally...
amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've put the...
That's a good point.
Hang on.
Please post the donation links in the Telegram channel.
Oh, okay, yeah, we'll do.
No
we'll
worries, Spookster.
I might do.
I was going to say as well, happy birthday, Spooky, for 2 days' time.
In 2 days' time.
How old will you be, sir, as well? Just throwing that out there.
So, yeah, the Just Giving link is in Podbean chat room. It's also up on our Facebook page. Any donations, welcome, and all of that. But... That being said, we'll go into the story after we've done the intro, but should we just do the intro?
Yeah, let's do that.
We'll do the intro.
Definitely do that.
Go on, then you do the intro.
Welcome and to I'll one just... and all. Are you?
No, I'm going to go.
You're going to head
no,
off?
No, I mean, it's been really a wash ticking out. On now. It's been a wash really out. Getting on for my bedtime.
Welcome to One and All in podcast land and on Facebook. We are Nick and Paul, and this is Substance for Days Comic Relief. Yeah, you can now watch it. Oh, you're off screen. No one's even getting to see those moves.
So, and that's Substance for Days. Welcome, spiritual doctor and mum. She's gone. Which is a shame.
Do you know what? She's gone is the, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
Always.
What a shame.
Window shopping, yeah?
Yeah.
Get involved.
Always window shopping. Do you mind unlocking your phone so I can see, because that is far away.
I know. I can't even, I consider myself to have good vision.
Yeah.
And that is fucking.
That is far away.
Oh, right. Okay, so.
Right.
We're getting all. Sorry about this. We're just.
Spooky Mulder, it's poor form to talk over the music while the intro is playing. Come on, guys, show a little more professionalism like you're...
Great broadcasters.
It's true.
It is almost like we're great broadcasters.
Yeah, it is true. It is true. To the Facebook people that are watching, if you haven't donated, why? No, to the Facebook people that are watching, if you could do us a favour and share this, because we had some fuckery with the...
we're a bit quiet, apparently.
With the event. Bit quiet on the Podbean.
Yes.
Right. Okay. That's fine.
That's fine.
Because I can adjust that live.
That's only producer telling us.
Producer Sam. That's fine.
Thank you, Sam. Let us know. You know if it is all right, Sam. As well.
Do you reckon?
I'm sure she will.
Do you reckon this is looking tight? Do you reckon this is looking like a sleek operation?
It looks like it. I mean, it from a long way away.
Yeah.
Like because other than that,
if you squinted. Would you say that looks cool. Sleek?
They've
that.
Really got their shit together, these boys.
They do.
I just one of them, innit?
It's always.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Who cares? But
yeah,
we never.
We're famous for this shit.
Correct. What do you want to go to the Just Giving page? Do you want to talk a little bit about why we're doing what we're doing?
Yes.
We'll just keep doing that for sort of an hour and a half.
Yeah. And that'll see us through.
And they'll go. And then we'll go. Thanks very much.
Not why we do it. Thanks.
You know.
Is it GoFundMe? No, it isn't. That it's Just Giving.
It's go fuck yourself.
Why did you?
And that's I mean, it won't show you. Won't show, I don't think it will show. Why? That would be mad if it advertised it on there. I can read it out.
Well, I don't know where it is.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Yeah. Hang on. If I just bring the mic over here. So we do a little... Yeah,
it's cracking me up at the minute. I don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Well, yeah, but I mean that is the same as before.
We're discombobulated.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But it's good.
Right. Okay. You did this one before, so I'll take the reins.
Sweet. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So comic relief. That's it.
Oh, that's quick.
That is all right, isn't it?
Yeah, it was over quite quickly.
Comic Relief, an organisation dedicated to making a difference for people across the UK and around the world, needs your support.
Yeah.
With your generous donation, we can bring hope and change to those who need it most. Your contribution will have a profound impact.
Not right. Just an impact.
No, exactly.
Profound impact.
We're talking Hiroshima.
Yeah.
It could provide shelter for those without a home, put food on plates for families struggling to make ends meet, fill the shelves of baby banks to support new parents, offer someone a listening ear in times of crisis, or create safe spaces for those facing poverty and injustice.
Yeah, so you didn't just... Did you just refer to Hiroshima?
Yeah.
In terms
profound
of impact.
Impact. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Hiroshima.
Yeah, very similar.
Yeah?
Very similar.
And the thing is... Now, obviously, this is comic relief, so this has to be funny, but it kind of gets a bit deep and it kind of starts talking about emotional stuff. So I kind of want to mix it up a little bit.
Oh.
Have you noticed, fill the shelves of baby banks to support new parents?
Yeah.
Now, I know what that means. You know what that means. Baby bank is like somewhere where you can...
You mean, I know what you're thinking.
Yeah. Is where you can donate clothes... Food,
nappies,
not used.
Yeah,
not new used. Nappies,
new nappies.
But I think what I'm thinking,
yeah,
is fill the shelves of baby banks, right? Which is where you go to a bank,
yeah,
and you go to the teller at the front, and you say, "Can I have one baby, please?"
And they get it down for you
off of the shelves.
Yeah. Well, I went the other way, and I was imagining a bank run entirely by babies.
Right.
Which wouldn't
excellent,
work.
Excellent.
It just wouldn't work. Like,
well, it's counting. So crazy, it just might work. Yeah.
Let's try it.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Can you give me an overview of my ISA,
yeah,
please, that I invested 3 years ago? Yeah. I want to see whether it's grown in interest.
Gaga. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gaga.
Or when they, again, for the benefit of the Facebook viewers, not the listeners, you say, I'd like to withdraw 2,000 Great British Pounds, please.
Yeah.
And the baby just goes...
Shits right in front
shits
of
itself.
Yeah.
And you go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That's
why?
Mental.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Okay. You shouldn't expect too much from babies, though.
No.
They're new, aren't they?
No.
They
think it's your fault.
Yeah, yeah. Actually. It's your fault for going into and investing in a baby bank.
Yeah.
So...
Could a baby bank? Could a baby bank be a bank that's not quite established yet?
Yeah, it could be that, or it could be a really tiny bank, couldn't it?
Yeah.
So that's all the options.
It can only take deposits in pennies.
Yeah,
maximum £100.
Really small, like a Lego
tiny bank. Baby bank.
Yeah.
We're HSBC. Oh, we've never heard of you before. Yeah, that's because we're a baby bank at the moment. So we're still in our infancy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Referring to themselves as a baby bank. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. We're not an adult bank yet.
No, we're a baby bank. So, but
we're
proud to be a baby bank.
Yeah.
But anyway, so fill the shelves of baby banks.
Yeah, so we got that out the way.
We've done that bit.
Yeah, yeah, that's covered.
Offer someone a listening ear in times of crisis, which actually we do quite well as well.
Offer people...
As individuals, I think we're not just for not comic just relief. We listen all the time.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
Don't we, the people?
Yeah.
Just people talk and we go, yeah.
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 Yeah, we're good listeners.
Fucking yeah.
We are charitable folk.
We are.
I'll tell you that much.
With our ears.
Yeah.
We are charitable folk. By participating... Oh, no, hang on. Sorry. Create safe spaces for those facing poverty and injustice. We could combine the two.
What, poverty and injustice?
Comic Just Giving, Comic Relief, they're missing a trick. I think you could create a safe space in the baby bank.
Yes.
For times of crisis.
People would be safe. They but would it's be. Not. So now are you saying that it's just the babies that are in crisis that go in there?
Possibly.
Or is it adults that are seeking advice babies. From babies?
Crisis bank.
Yeah.
Face.
Crisis.
Injustice. Okay. What is that? All right. Right. By participating in this personal event,
yeah.
And it is personal, all right?
This time it's this time it's personal. We're doing Comic Relief, and this time it's personal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jason Statham does Comic Relief.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot that I'm Jason Statham.
Oh, I didn't even read it
and
for
I've
that.
Got, and I've got all that money.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no,
I'm
yeah.
Jason Statham.
Yeah, I forgot about, what's his name? Scooter.
Scooter, yeah.
Called us that, didn't he?
I look after bees. When's tonight Lenny I'm doing Comic Relief. Appearance,
lads?
Lenny Henry.
He'll, he's popping in.
He will be popping in.
He actually is, isn't he? We paid him a fiver. He literally turns up for anything. Now,
yeah, he paid us.
Yeah, he paid
actually, because you can't get him on telly anymore for love and money. So that's good.
Hello, Eric Kirk.
Welcome, Eric.
How's it going, brother?
Excellent.
Hope you're good.
Eric, just for your benefit, on the page, there should be a link to our Just Giving page for Substance for Days Does Comic Relief too.
Yeah.
Donate, please. Anything that you can would be great. We're looking to hit a target of 330 of Great British Pounds. At the moment, we're sort of a little ways there.
Yeah. I'm going to donate as well tonight.
Yeah.
I am actually going to do that.
I'm going to donate.
I'm not going to make believe donate.
Probably.
I'll probably donate 1,000 or something.
I will do.
Just something little.
Nate.
What are you going to donate?
Oh, just
amount.
Yeah,
no, I need the actual.
No, it's not the value of the donation.
How many pounds do you get for $1? It's about 80p, I think.
Yeah,
you might be about 60p, but it doesn't matter.
You want to go on the Bureau de Change for that.
Yeah, I was going to say spooky. Like, do you not know the strength of the pound?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
come on, boy.
You know, God save. No, sorry, no. We're not launching into that.
And that would be
spooky. Spooky also said something.
Go on.
He said, could a baby bank also be a place where you store stuff in order to bank up for people who want babies but might not be able to have them on their own? So they take donations, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like a sperm bank.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
I see, a glorified sperm bank.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
How many pounds do you get for $1? That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
He thinks that. Bless you, little Americans.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, no. The British pound is weak. Against the Dara.
No, that's not.
Or is
it
strong?
I think it's strong. Strong leg ball. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, right.
Steel as well, despite all the.
We're committed to beating our previous target of £330 to help Comic Relief continue their vital work. Together, we can make a real difference in the lives of countless individuals.
So.
Yeah, breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, yeah, you got to
in this. Because this ain't a TV show.
No, it's
not. You can't rewind it and go back.
No.
Once we've said something funny, that's it.
It's captured.
Yeah, it's not coming back.
No, never.
I mean, you could watch it once I've uploaded it.
Do you reckon you'll rewatch it? Reload it? You reckon you'll upload it?
I'll be watching it tonight.
Oh,
making notes.
Yeah, no, definitely. For next time.
Yeah. We're truly grateful for any amount you can contribute towards this cause. Your support will not only transform lives, but also inspire others to join us in our mission. Okay. Welcome to Stacey Bailey.
Hello, Stacey.
Welcome.
Welcome to Substance for Days Comic Relief.
We've just got through all the T's and C's of the Just Giving page, so we're not going to do that again. But if you have a look on our page, there should be, if you can fucking find it, because we couldn't as the hosts, there should be a link to the Just Giving page where you can donate support.
Pound is weak at the mo.
Pound is weak.
197 says.
So let's come together and create lasting change.
Should we?
I think we should.
All right. Well, let's try.
And thanks in advance from the heart of our bottoms. Right?
He's got me looking at the... I'm sort of now tempted to look at the exchange rate.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, that's what happens. This is the sort of thing that happens. So here's the thing. Something I want to do tonight...
Oh, 128. United States dollars is £1.
Yeah, so the US dollar is strong.
Oh, okay.
I believe. I think that's how it goes.
Yeah, no, it would be, yeah, because it used to be like a dollar was 60p.
Right.
Yeah. I remember years ago it was 60p.
Yeah. That is going.
Yeah. It's going a long time.
Back some.
Yeah.
Right. So something I want to do, okay, and if we can, I'm just going to tweet the, I'm going to tweet this podcast. Well, I say tweet, I'm a bit dated, aren't I? I should be saying tweet.
X.
Yeah, I should be Xing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
X.
Yeah. Rearrange the whole, I can't remember what he says, exhibit. Good lad, though. Exhibit, isn't he?
He's all right. Yeah, no, he's...
the way you look to me is if to say, I have no idea what you've just started.
Yeah,
but
no.
But boy, oh boy, am I going to finish it.
Yeah. No, he's all right. He's all right. He's...
Exhibit.
Yeah, he's a good bloke.
Yeah.
He seems quite funny, and he was actually a good rapper, wasn't he? And then
he
became a TV personality.
Yeah.
Pimp My Ride. Who can forget that?
There's Reddit stories of people that went on Pimp My Ride.
I actually think there's a documentary now. Of people that said, I went on there and it wasn't good.
It wasn't what you think
at
all.
None of it is, though.
No.
This is the other thing. Why are people surprised?
We're just more aware of it now.
Yeah, that's what it is. None of it's real. It's all bollocks.
So, speaking of bollocks, if we were to tonight, if we were to extend this out as a dinner party.
No, go on, yeah.
Right. Because I've got a theory, and I want to test it tonight, because it would be the best time to test it, because we might be able to loop somebody in for a bit of cold, hard cash.
Yeah.
Think of some famous people that you would want sitting around the table. I'm going to tweet them.
Gervais.
Right.
Carl Pilkington.
Okay. Here we go. Carl as well.
Yeah, Carl, why not? Right. Steve Merchant.
So the Holy Trinity.
Do we're them.
Going straight for the Holy Trinity.
Why not bring those together?
Let me just tilt this around a little bit.
Because they're going to turn up.
They will turn up.
You
know, ye of little faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So we've got. Let's get that link. Let's get that link again. It's just a quiet moment for all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me. So he's just Nick's just gonna X or tweet a bunch of celebrities to try and get them involved.
Just to see what happens.
And you know what I mean? It's playing a percentage game.
Well, exactly. It's a game of numbers. It's a bit like dating.
Who would you like to...
Who would I like? Right.
To sit around the dinner table.
So we're going to go Ricky Gervais. We've got to go Ricky Gervais.
I would. I mean, it's... Yeah.
We're going Stephen Merchant, aren't we?
Yeah, why not?
Stephen Merchant.
I mean, you could go Stephen Curry as well if you want.
Yeah.
We've got just as much chance, I feel.
Is that Steph Curry with the shot?
Yeah, no, not him. Don't bother.
Not him.
No, it won't be worth it.
I wouldn't. Carl Pilkington.
And not because he's a basketball player.
No.
But because I don't think he'll join.
Right. Right, there's Carl Pilkington.
Yeah.
So, who else?
Who else do you want around the dinner table?
Okay, well, should we go some music people?
What?
Eminem involved.
Just get Eminem. Yeah, let's get Eminem involved. Yep.
Eminem.
Why not?
Because, do you know what's going to happen? This is going to show up on their... mentions and people go, who the fuck is
you think that randomers were gonna
right, Eminem, Doja Cat, she's got to come.
Doja Cat,
I mean, then the other thing as well is Eminem, Doja Cat, they're not doing anything at the moment,
probably not. I don't know what the time is where they are
exactly,
so
they're probably doing nothing, aren't they? That's the main. Ariana Grande, you know, stop me when you... Oh, she's not on. Well, she probably is, but I don't know what her name is. So let's not do that one.
No, I don't, because you'll end up getting a fake one. And you don't want a fake Ariana Grande. No,
if I want Grande, I want the real one.
Probably Looky Likey.
Yeah, I don't want Looky Likey. That would be rubbish.
Yeah, that would be.
Who else? Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
He might be doing something.
Yeah, he might actually click on.
He might.
You never know.
Do you know who else? I'll tell you who will... Jim Carrey.
Ginger Spice can sit at my table anytime, Spooky said.
That's not... No, Jim Carrey's not available. But I'll tell you, do you know who actually might? Go on. The highest chance, even though it's ridiculous?
Yeah.
Danny DeVito.
Go on, yeah.
Because he... do you remember when we were in the semi-final and he tweeted going, it's coming home, England, in the football?
Yeah.
Big time. Right, okay. Right.
Come, yeah, boy.
Join us. Folks, yeah, there it is.
And there's your table. There's your dinner table.
So we'll see.
See what happens. Can you imagine?
Oh, Robert De Niro. People? We didn't.
Can you? Oh, that's a shame.
So many people.
Oh, and he's
Tarantino, you know.
Richard Osman might. Who's Richard Osman?
Who said that?
197 said that.
197? Noel Fielding.
Through another.
Julian Barrett, yeah. The Mighty Boosh crew.
They would have.
That could have been likely. I mean, but, you know.
Wow. Oh, my God. Okay, so, sorry. See, this is what's quite funny. So one of our listeners on Facebook, or watchers, I should say, hi, Nick, long time no see, and hi, Mr. Statham. Looking forward to what seems like the bastard child of the Fast Show and Derek and Clive. Pointless and House of Games presenter. Right? But the funny thing is he's saying he's looking forward. It's already started. This is as good as it's going to get.
You're looking at it. You could take what you have now from the show and go home happy.
Yeah.
If you stay, it might get good.
Or double down.
Double down on your losses.
Exactly. Well, hell for leather. All right?
Sure.
So on the Podbean side, we've just invited a load of famous people, so we're waiting for them to join, aren't we?
Yeah, they'll be coming in. I don't know if they'll come through Facebook or Podbean. But I don't think they'll be clicking on Podbean. They probably won't trust it.
No, they'd
be right not to.
That's correct. They probably think it's a bit of spam. Although saying that, Aaron's just entered.
I'm a patient man.
Yeah.
David said.
Yeah, David said he's a patient man. He's still waiting for it.
Susan's watching.
Yep.
Hello, Susan.
Good.
Yeah.
Comic relief.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a reminder to those who have joined, Aaron came and went.
Who's Aaron?
Exactly.
Who the fuck is Aaron?
And who cares?
Yeah.
But he didn't donate, probably, possibly. Might have donated. Hopefully he did.
Doubt it.
Who's
right, so what... Yeah, this is actually... I don't know why the dual thing's confusing me a little bit.
Well what the...
It's putting me out.
What, that there's people there and not
Yeah,
there.
And I don't know where to look. Right. Do you know what I mean? I'm looking at this screen. I don't know why... Why am I looking at that screen? It makes no difference to me.
No, exactly.
But yeah.
And that's...
So here we are.
Oh, that's someone irrelevant just posting that. So, okay. Right, another thing on the agenda.
Yeah.
I was thinking we could have a little look for some sort of story.
Okay.
Some sort of comic relief story.
All right.
Just to give people a bit of an idea of A, us.
Yeah.
And B, why we're doing this.
Mm.
So only problem with that is that I haven't prepared for that.
Oh,
so let's have a little look. A good thing though. Oh, actually, no, that's the point. I'll do this first while I'm desperately sorting all of this out. So we've had some donations, right? Already we're up to £88.
Fucking hell, that's quite good.
It's all right, isn't it?
26% of our goal.
Yeah, 26%, and that is £88 for what has essentially been 20 minutes, 30 minutes of us fucking about.
Utter shite.
Yeah. Yeah. So when it gets good,
you can imagine, can't you?
So I want to give some shout outs already.
I would.
So I want to give a shout out to Nina, £10.
I don't name the amount.
Well, I mean, they can choose to present it or not.
Oh, can they?
You see? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So if they're happy to put it there, I'm
happy to
out to the world.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Sure.
Fritzel and West Limited.
Right.
Basements and Patios.
That's right. Interesting.
So we don't know who this is, Facebook watchers, viewers, or Podbean listeners. We have no idea who this is. Somebody has named themselves Fritzel and West Limited. They've then gone on to put in parentheses, basements and patios.
So the context behind that.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure some people have got.
I hope people have got.
Yeah. Joseph Fritzel locked his children in a basement pretty much for their whole lives.
Most of it.
Made them pregnant, had children with them, all kinds of weird shit.
Also,
Fred disgusting. West. Fred West? What did he do? He was
him
charitable.
And his wife.
Yeah. Killed loads of children and buried them in the fucking basement underneath the floorboards and
patios
and the patios. Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
So the good thing is that somebody has adopted that moniker, Fritzl and West Limited, but they've gone one step further. They have assumed that we're okay with that and that we're not going to be offended by that, and then continue to propel themselves with their business acumen on top.
Yeah.
Fritzl and West Limited, basements and patios. All right.
See, I think that's from someone that you know, because it says, sorry, chap, probably not going to be able to watch live, but if I can, I will.
Yeah.
I think, like, I don't know. I think that would be something to do with you. I'm going to put the blame on you.
I was going
to
say, I reckon you're putting it to me because it's Fritzl and West Limited, basements and patios.
It's actually me that, no.
Yeah, it's you that posted. Josh Moss, he's contributed.
Thank you.
Nice one. Thanks very much. Like that. Nigel Colvert, he's contributed and he's watching as
Thank
well.
Thank you.
Great cause. Looking forward to listening.
Yeah.
I'll bet you were thinking that was the right choice.
yeah. Your money well spent.
Yeah. I bet you're sitting there thinking, I definitely don't want that £10 back. All right. Amy's contributed. Thank you very much. Well done, guys. Now, interestingly, she put well done, guys, 10 minutes ago. So, again, she has seen the levels that we're running at, the levels of professionalism, and she's gone, well done.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Already well done.
Already done. Okay. And Spooky. Spooky's actually donated.
Awesome. Thank you, Spooky.
To help the hungry.
Good. So, I like that he's labelled what his donation is specifically for.
Yeah.
This better be helping the hungry.
Exactly. When all the money is distributed amongst, he's going to go, excuse me, I only want that to go, I don't want any of that baby bank shit.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want any of that. Yeah. I just want it to help the hungry. If you're not hungry, I don't care if you're abused, poor, you know, living under the breadline.
None of it matters.
None of that.
Yeah.
An orphan. I don't care. If you're hungry, come on board.
Is Paul McCartney making an appearance this year?
Oh, Sam, who said that?
Sam.
Oh,
do you remember?
Well remembered.
Yeah, that's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah. Paul McCartney. Now, I did. Well, you should have said I would have tweeted him.
Mm.
I didn't invite him this time.
Oh, that's right.
He might make an appearance towards the end.
Yeah. Do you remember when he became a little sort of like obsession of ours?
Yeah, regular feature.
Why did he come up though? Because, do you remember why he came up in the first place?
This was part of the magic, because it didn't matter what we did, he was always popping up.
Yeah, yeah.
It was always popping up in conversation. Paul McCartney's doing this. Paul McCartney's done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen Paul McCartney?
I don't know. Maybe it was something
wicked
to do with the algorithm of our searches.
Yeah, we started talking about Paul McCartney and Google went, right, I'm locking on to that.
We're going to keep bringing him up.
Yeah.
Do you know who hasn't made an appearance in a while?
Go on.
Yeezy.
Yeezy, yeah.
Do you remember him?
He was all over our stuff.
Yeah, we loved it. We loved it. I loved talking about the stuff that he did.
Have I seen him recently? I don't think I have.
I have seen him recently, but there's nothing worth mentioning. Like, it's just like him walking about with his wife with her minge out, but sort of not with her minge out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they go, oh, she was wearing something really risque, and like he controls what she wears, and...
Yeah.
And I don't care. Have we raised 64 grand already?
Already.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
That is all right.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I mean, we haven't raised 64 grand ourselves. But just, again, for the listeners' benefit, for the viewers' benefit, already Comic Relief Red Nose Day, which is actually going live properly by the BBC on Friday the 15th of March, they've already raised £64,522. Which is incredible.
It gives you an idea that they are serious about what they do.
They are. They don't fuck about.
And they do raise money. I hope it goes to...
hungry people.
Well, yeah, I hope it goes to charity, to be honest with you. I hope it doesn't go to this fancy website and the running of.
Yeah, fancy schmancy website.
And the management. But yeah.
4,262 supporters. So those that have donated already are part of that big cause, which is... fantastic.
I've got a bit of local news for you, actually.
Excellent.
I was at work the other day. There's a surprise.
Good.
Oh, man, we're already getting up there. That's wicked.
See what I mean?
108 quid.
And
32% of our goal.
Yeah.
What is our goal?
£330.
What was my goal?
What was my goal? What are the words? Who has the pompon? Happenstance.
Happenstance.
So...
What was I going to say?
Amazing. Thank you, O'Harkin. O'Harkin.
Yes.
It's Harkin. It's Harkin. It's Irish. Irish.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it looks...
But Harkin.
Yeah, Harkin.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Fix it.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
fix it.
He points at me and goes, fix it. And I go, I can't.
Get yourself sorted.
Yeah, fix it. Oh. But anyway, no, thank you. Genuinely, thank you very much.
Where were we?
You were at work.
I was at work. Oh, good God. Right, I was at work the other day. And the thing about hammer drills, any drills, it's a blanket statement about drills, right?
Right.
Once you've been drilling at something for a little while, the end of it gets really hot.
Friction.
And I mean, if me and you sat down and talk about it and we think about it now, we obviously know that, don't we? Because it's inevitable that something gets hot.
We're sensible human beings.
When someone hands it to you and you don't notice that it's hot, you might put the bit on yourself, the drill bit.
Yeah.
And it might sizzle your skin like bacon.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
There you go.
Oh.
There you go.
I didn't need that.
No.
For the benefit of the listeners, because the viewers can see what's going on. They know what's going on. They know the trickery.
They already know.
But for the benefit of the listeners, co-host Paul has just shown me the sizzle.
Yeah, the sizzle of the skin on the arm from the drill bit.
Awful.
And you can see the marks of the drill bit running down the arm.
Yeah. Why are you smiling?
Sorry.
At that?
Oh, that's painful. That's,
no, that's great.
It happened a couple of days ago and it didn't hurt as much as I thought it should. As well,
it's probably. Do you know what that probably is? It's probably because it burnt the nerve endings before you had a chance to react. This is hotter than the sun.
It could have been the adrenaline. I don't know. Yeah. No, it wasn't. It just didn't hurt as much as I've had burns that hurt worse.
Yeah.
And lest we forget as well, it reminded me of your hand.
Oh yeah.
When you flipped a pancake onto your hand,
man alive.
I didn't. I thought that was going to be like.
Bad times.
Skin graft sort
situation,
of shit.
Yeah.
And you got away with that. You didn't get away with it. You felt a lot of pain, I'm sure.
Did I ever tell you about the nurse? The sole reason that it's not even a scar now.
What?
Did I ever tell you about that nurse?
You did not.
So
how long ago was that as well?
It was
5 years ago, like maybe.
Something like that, yeah.
Like over 5 years ago.
Because this concept of time.
Well, you were in
5 years ago is 2019. That's nothing.
No, it wasn't 5 years ago. You was in your flat.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that was long.
That was probably.
You had a house since then. Yeah. Two houses, actually.
Yeah.
You haven't had them.
No.
You know, but you are. You know,
I'm not the Monopoly guy.
Okay, all right.
All right.
So you haven't got loads of properties then?
No, just a couple.
So it'd be good if you did, because I love this house. This house is now our home, but studio. But I could, I could do with moving. I wouldn't mind a little 5-bedroom if you've got one knocking about.
Yeah, has anyone got a little 5-bedroom knocking about? Welcome, Mike Leon 7. By the way.
Hello, Mike Leon 7.
Excellent.
Has he been on before? Because I feel like he has.
He has. Yeah. 39 likes.
Awesome.
Sorry, again, for those that have started from the beginning, but, you know, we have to do this because it's all about charity tonight. Mike Leon 7, welcome. Yeah? Comic relief. There's a Just Giving page. Please donate. You're helping out, to speed it up, you're helping out baby banks.
Yeah.
That's what we've arrived at the conclusion.
So, baby banks, yeah.
So... I went to
hello Kartik.
Welcome Kartik.
Nice to have you.
Yeah. Donate. Go to the
We're doing comic relief.
Yeah.
If you can donate, if you can afford to.
Just Giving.
Please do. Just Giving. The link is on our
Facebook chat, it's on the title. I mean, it's fucking everywhere. Please,
the link's everywhere.
Do you know what I mean?
It's Just Giving.
If you're following
for charity.
Us, you'll see it.
Yeah, you'll see it. She'll see me.
She'll see me. So East Grinstead is where I went.
Fucking hell, that's...
For the skin graft. Not for the skin graft, for the repair.
Oh, right, for the... for the skin repair.
For the bionic repair.
Right, okay, yeah.
Okay, and the reason that I went there is that is the only surviving specialist burns unit hospital in existence in England since World War II.
Is that worrying
to you? It's the only one.
Or not?
I mean,
is it just pure demand?
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Demand has gone right down.
Yeah, there's not as many burns as there was in World War II.
No.
So
I went there.
Yeah.
And it was all bandaged up, all of that.
I remember.
And I sat down and they said a nurse will be with you in a minute.
Yeah.
This big woman come blasting out through the door. And when I say big, I mean big in every sense of the word. I mean... big presence.
Yeah.
I mean, tall.
Yeah.
And I mean wide.
Big. Yeah.
Big.
In yeah. general.
Big nurse energy. All
That's
right?
what she had.
B&E just walked
yeah.
through.
Yeah.
And she unwrapped the bandage, all right, around my hand, exposing the flesh underneath.
Yeah.
And she went, what is your name? Okay.
Is that, is she French or?
She is French.
Yeah.
She is French, no, it turns joking, out, for I'm the joking. Benefit of the, what is your name? And I said, it's Nick.
Okay.
And she said,
that's good. You got that one right.
I got that one right.
off to a flyer.
It's Derek.
Yeah. Oh, it's shit. Derek. Oh, for fuck's sake. No,
got
not,
that wrong again.
It's not Derek.
So she went, she went, Nick, you are not going to like me. But when we are finished, I promise you will love me.
German.
German.
She's German.
She's German. And I went, what are you on about? And she grabbed my hand and she got a sponge.
Yeah.
Pretty much like a dish sponge.
Right.
On the scouring side.
Yeah.
Started proper washing there. ASMR for you.
Rubbing your hand.
Started really going at it, like really, and it fucking hurt. It really hurt. I said, that really stings, what you're doing. It really stings. And she said, I told you, you're not going to like me.
Yeah.
However, about 6 weeks later,
yeah,
the final scrub was done and it was just a red mark. It was not a scar. There wasn't any graft needed.
Right.
No problem. And she gave the final scrub and she went, bet you like me now, don't you? And I went, I love you. All right.
And she, you're now your wife.
And she is now the proud owner of a Mitsubishi Colt. Thanks to
yeah.
a generous donation.
Oh, okay.
From a supporter of East Grinstead.
Awesome.
Hospital.
East Grinstead as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, mad.
That's a nothing place, isn't it?
It is a
is
lot.
Is it somewhere
of...
near, is it Sussex?
Yeah, yes.
Which
I
is
think
a big
so.
Place, isn't it?
But I think a lot of nothing goes on there.
Yeah. East Grinstead.
Which is good. And that's my story.
Right. Well, that sounded. Well, painful. I mean, when you see the if you see the photo, have you still got the photo? You must have it
somewhere. Because I found it the other day. I think it's on my Facebook page.
I was going to say you should put it in the Telegram at some point.
Yes,
just to give the audience an idea of how fucking bad it was.
Yeah.
So yeah, we are. This is Comic Relief. Well, yeah. This is our version of Comic Relief.
Lots of donations, please.
Yes.
Also, it's worth saying as well that you don't just have to donate in this time frame. So the Just Giving page will be open all the time. I mean, 2 years ago's one's still there.
Oh, right.
But I thought I'd revamp it and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't have to give now. You can give any time because charity is an all-year-round event.
Thing. Yeah.
Really.
And you can... give what you can afford as well.
Mm.
Doesn't it could be a quid.
Yeah.
Honestly, it could be a dollar, it could be fucking, you know, 40p, it could be anything.
Yeah.
But it does make a difference. These charities do work. Well, this charity does work. And we love the chance to bring a little bit of comic relief to 2024.
Exactly. It's yeah, that is the thing. Like all joking aside,
yeah.
There is an element inside the pair of us because we spend most of the year talking about how stupid people are.
Yeah.
And how much hatred there is everywhere.
You betcha.
And and how ridiculous this whole world is.
It's becoming, yeah.
It's becoming. It is anarchy.
Yeah, I feel like it probably is.
Speaking of anarchy, Sharon Cox is watching.
Hello,
all
Sharon.
Right, Sharon.
Huh? That's Sam's mum.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I'm glad you do.
I'm aware. Me and her go way back.
Well, come October, you'll definitely.
Correct.
Oh, it'll be knees up, Mother Brown, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We'll be loving that.
We'll be keeping up.
Yeah.
With each other.
Definitely.
But it is anarchy. And but underneath all of that, obviously we do care about people and we do care about people that are struggling, especially people close to us, people who might be associated with us through things. People that we know are either going through something or they've been through something or they're about to go through something. They
yeah.
could be staring down the barrel of homelessness or, you know, anything. Mental
yeah.
health is rife at the moment. And I don't mean as a concept.
No.
I mean, like the people are struggling.
They are actually, yeah.
So we are doing this
deep down, we are doing this for the right reason, which is to make people laugh, point one.
Yeah.
You know, it's a free face system.
It is.
Make people laugh, get donations,
yeah,
raise awareness for the podcast.
Yeah.
But that's like a sub.
Yeah, it's a subplot.
Yeah, if yeah. that was written in a Word document, that would be in a slightly smaller font.
Yeah.
And italicised.
Parentheses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's take a moment to read a success story.
Yes.
And we might take the piss out of it as we go.
Well, yeah, I mean, probably. We'll take the piss out of the writing for sure.
Yeah.
We always can.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's
that's,
easy.
That's how good we are.
Yeah, it's so. Easy for us. So it's really, just funny.
Fuck
it's man. Always funny. In a brand new film released for World Malaria Day, April 25th, we are sharing inspiring stories from a malaria myth-busting radio show in Sierra Leone and the impact it's having on the fight against the disease. Tawa Fo Well Body, which means determined for health, is a weekly Creole language radio show produced by BBC Media Action with funding from Comic Relief and GSK. Don't know who they are.
GlaxoSmithKline, I think.
Made up. You've just made that
no,
up.
No, I haven't. They make stuff that you've taken.
What, like medicine?
Yeah.
Right.
A huge pharmaceutical company, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm assuming if it's malaria, then...
Yeah.
You know, they might have a vested interest in the jabs.
In the jabs and the medicines.
That prevent that. But yeah.
Are you sure it's not Gourmet Sushi King?
It could be.
Could be.
They could have got involved.
Gourmet Sushi King has teamed up with Comic Relief to bring you malaria, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Raw fish. So.
That aims to debunk myths about malaria and educate people on its symptoms and how they can protect themselves. Right now, half the world is at risk from malaria.
Sounds high, doesn't it?
That sounds high.
I mean, you think about it, though.
Do they mean half the world is at risk per square inch?
No, I think they mean half the world as in probably Africa and India and a large portion of Asia.
So you're not you're not looking at population percentage, you're looking at square footage.
Yeah, probably. Square footage.
You're not saying...
Yeah, pound for pound.
Pound for pound. You're not saying 3.5 billion people are at risk. You're saying that those big continents over there where all the mozzies
I suppose
hang
if
about.
Everyone's at risk, aren't they?
In a way.
In a way of getting malaria. But I mean, there's people that are at more risk, and I'm assuming that's how they've come to that figure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is both preventable and treatable.
Which is even worse, isn't it?
Yeah.
That does make it a lot worse. Just a simple little tablet or something. And we're not doing it. We're trying, apparently.
There were more than 200 million new cases of the disease in 2018.
Yeah.
And a child still dies of malaria every 2 minutes.
I don't think I can draw any comedy from that.
No.
That's fucking awful.
Yeah.
You know, if I...
I am trying hard.
I can't think what...
What is
what
funny.
That would do? Like, if you lost your child to malaria and it was preventable, I'd be pissed off. I mean, that is an understatement, but yeah, devastated.
Do you reckon they're all in a line when it happens? And maybe that's what we need to do to stop it. So you have all these children lined up, and you go, "Look, the reason this is happening in a 2 minute period is because you're too close together. Just spread out."
Okay, yeah, possibly. Could be that. Could be that. Yeah. It?
Mariama, the producer of Tawa Fo Well Body, first understood the importance of correctly diagnosing and treating malaria when her 5-year-old son, Taimu, became sick at home. Mariama used to self-medicating, gave Taimu medicine from her first aid box, but when he had collapsed, she had to rush him to hospital where he was diagnosed with malaria. He recovered thanks to a blood transfusion, but the experience taught Mariama a valuable lesson about the dangers of self-diagnosis and motivated her to educate people and prevent them from making similar mistakes.
Well, yeah, education is key.
And that is key.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I think, there's probably tons of people that die of it that don't know they've got it, don't know what signs to look out for, things like that. There she is.
There she is.
Right, for the benefit of the listeners, there's someone's face has just popped up.
Called Ivy.
Ivy. She looks happy.
Yeah, she does.
Very, very teeth.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think that's a drawing by a child because the proportions are well out.
They are well out.
If I'm going to open up the criticism.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and the hair, that's not defined, is it? That looks like a hat.
It looks like it was done on clip art.
Yeah.
Or paint. Microsoft Paint, sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah, man.
All right, so Ivy's story, okay? Today we're focusing on some of the brilliant organisations that are led by members of the African diaspora, not English. So speaking of diaspora, Sam Handley.
Welcome to Substance for Days. Hello, Sam.
There should be a Just Giving link somewhere about. Make sure you head over there, donate.
Comic Relief.
Comic Relief.
Yeah.
Who is that?
That is... it is Stacey's brother.
Oh, okay.
And yeah.
Brother by association.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Brother from another mother.
In a way.
Basically. Brother from Stacey's mother, actually.
Yeah.
I would have thought.
One of these organisations that we're celebrating is Africa Technology Business Network.
Okay.
Which is great. Social enterprise working to connect and empower innovators, businesses and investors using technology to drive sustainable development in Africa. So... that's all right, isn't it?
Sounds all right so far.
So one of the participants, Ivy, she's a social entrepreneur and she advocates for women in science, technology, engineering and mathematics, or STEM.
STEM, yes.
Yeah.
Apparently there is a large shortage of women in STEM industries.
Now, could that... hear me out.
Go on.
Could the shortage be...
hello, crazy lady.
Oh. Could the shortage of women in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, could that be due to the size of their brain compared to men's? Discuss.
Are you putting that out there for I'm assuming you are. You're just talking in the microphone.
This is worldwide.
Do you know that you're talking into a microphone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, are you aware that you're talking into a microphone?
We haven't turned it on yet, have we?
Hello, Light Bright. Hello, crazy lady.
Light bright and crazy lady. I know obviously that you're probably gonna cut my head off when we do inevitably meet. But if you could spare me for just a few moments, head over to our Just Giving page. It's in this chat, it's also on this live page. We're doing this for Comic Relief tonight, which is officially out on Friday, but we're aiming for a goal of £330 and we're 30% of the way there. Happy with that.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine. But we're looking to raise money for charity. And to catch you up, we were talking about a particular business that helps women in science, technology, engineering and mathematics, because apparently there's a shortage. I think it's due to the size of their brain. I don't.
Do you want to discuss it? No. There is a social reason for this as well, and it's
Hayley Bolton.
Hello, welcome. Substance for Days.
Excellent.
Comic Relief.
Sam Cox.
Sam Cox.
God, listen to this, folks, for the benefit of the listeners and for the viewers on Facebook. Can't believe it. Sam Cox has said you're up to £225.
Oh my God.
Fuck.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Because how is it possible based on the content?
Well, yeah. If it's based on the content, then we should be giving the money back. But luckily, it doesn't go to us.
No,
so it's all right.
It doesn't.
No.
Doesn't.
No,
it doesn't.
Definitely doesn't go to us. It's to charity.
Charity?
Charity.
Okay. So the... she said, I got the idea for Developers in Vogue towards the end of my master's degree. I'd been volunteering at the African Science Academy for Girls, where I helped the students with coding and maths. Their excitement and enthusiasm for coding inspired me and sparked a desire to start something to support women in science, technology, engineering and mathematics. However, I didn't have a clear idea of what I wanted to do or how to go about it.
Okay.
Around the same time, I saw a call for Her Future Africa entrepreneurship program. I applied with my idea and eventually got accepted. I received training and mentorship to develop my idea and was able to launch the business a few months later. I really believe the future of Africa is female. I really believe the future of Africa is famine. It's not. It's not. That's
is that what I thought you was reading?
No,
that.
No. That is what Africa was. And we're working to combat that.
There's a lot going on in the comments, by the way.
Is there?
Yes.
Excellent. We're glad to hear it.
Spooky said, because you have awesome listeners that support your work.
That is true. We do.
Fucking hell, do we? Yeah.
Yeah, we do. It's quite overwhelming.
Crazy lady said,
go on.
My daughter goes to Uganda for mission work twice now. She's been.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Do you know what?
Africa is on the rise. You're not wrong. Yeah, there's a lot of countries within Africa that have that are actually developed.
Yeah,
I think Ethiopia or Somalia is like an emerging economy that's doing really well for itself. Nigeria, forget about it. They're making loads of money. Forget about it. They're doing loads of money. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah,
don't forget about them. Forget about it.
Yeah, no, right. They're making more money than us probably.
Yeah,
like as a country.
Although saying that, we know how Somalians make their money.
How the Somalians make their money?
Just on the with the eye patch and the swords.
Pirates.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's gotta be a small percentage, isn't
it? They are the heroes of the sea.
I don't think they're heroes.
Well,
I'm not sure.
It depends what they're robbing.
Well, it depends
what they're seizing.
Yeah, it depends which way you look at it as well.
It depends on the booty. All right, because
fucking modern pirates.
Yeah, the law of the ocean
is a cruel one.
Yeah. Okay, so whether you are a hero or a villain is defined always by the booty of which you keep. Okay,
is there any pillaging?
There must be pillaging.
I don't think there is. Have you seen them? They fight them off with guns and shit.
Yeah,
they're actually getting really vicious with it.
They are modern. They are as modern as you like.
Yeah.
With piracy. Video piracy is a crime. Do not accept it. Demand a genuine label from your video store.
Well, there's a hark back to the 90s.
Yep.
If I've ever seen one.
So,
and the early 2000s, probably. No, I don't know.
On fact.
What is DVD? What would you say about the DVD? Like, when did that come in? Because it was a long time ago, obviously, but...
I'm going to go 98.
The VHS ran alongside it for a little while didn't it?
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Because I remember that.
Because people were like, that's not going to take off.
Yeah, yeah.
You reckon you can play videos off a music disc?
We had a DVD player in our old, really old house, and you used to play a film on it, and half the data was on one side, and you used to have to turn it over. Oh. That's how long ago we had a DVD player. That was in Bexley Heath.
A dual.
Yeah, well, I think it was about £600. God. Like at the time. Probably. I don't know.
I reckon.
But yeah, so go on. You're gonna plow through this, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I mean, there's a lot.
No.
So basically, Ivy's now completed the training for more than 100 young female developers through Developers in Vogue. She credits her success to the exposure provided by her Future Africa, and especially the support from her mentor, which included gathering his friends over Skype to give her an audience to practice her pitch to. Within 6 months, Ivy had presented her idea to audiences, including the German Chancellor Angela Merkel and the President of Ghana, Mr. Nana Akufo-Addo.
Yeah.
All right. While securing valuable partnerships with corporates like Google.
Okay.
So, in short, all of that has happened because of two people, which is Gourmet Sushi King.
Yeah.
And, oh no, that was the other story, wasn't it?
GlaxoSmithKline.
Yes, that one.
I think they make cowpole and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they're something to do with that.
I don't think they do.
I think they do. Right, I'm going to fucking look it up now.
Ivy's success has come from the Africa Technology Business Network, which is supported by Comic Relief. So that's how far your donations this evening can stretch. That's our point. Okay, and on that note, let's have a look at where we are at the moment. All right. £225. So we are,
67% or something.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Someone was saying.
That is, yeah. 68%. Incredible. Any more donations would be more than welcome. The Just Giving page is on our Facebook page. We're not on our Facebook page for some reason. Don't know why. Yeah, excellent.
There we go.
Excellent. Really good.
Such is life.
Such is life. Let's have a little break for a second. Let's just have a look at the comments here. Oh, Jesus Christ. There's a lot. There's a lot of comments here. The old PAL format, says Spooky Mulder.
Yeah, of the VHS.
Of the VHS world. Yeah. Light Brights liked the show. Thank you very much. Crazy Lady has liked it. Thanks very much. On the High Seas, said the Crazy Lady, which is brilliant.
Me hearties.
Oh, as if by magic, Daddy Hoff.
Welcome.
He's entered the live studio. Daddy Hoff, just to bring you up to speed.
You're not going to read it again.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you the story about Ivy.
Jesus.
No, Daddy Hoff, to bring you up to speed, we're doing this live show tonight for Comic Relief. We have a Just Giving page link to our Facebook. It's on our Facebook page and it's on this podcast. It's also at the top of the chat. We're looking to raise £330 or more for Comic Relief, which is running this week. With a show on Friday. So if you can, it'd be great if you could donate. If you can't, that's fine, but we will remember that you haven't donated.
Yeah. He's donated a lot in the past. 552 likes.
Yeah.
Spooky said, please don't hassle the Hoff.
Correct.
So
that is great.
You know.
That is wonderful.
That's what we like.
That is wonderful.
I'll see what I can do, Hoff says.
There you
He's going to move some figures about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's going to crunch some numbers. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Call these people in Switzerland.
He's going to kick ass and he's going to take some names.
Yeah, that's what I like.
All right. And also to our Facebook watchers as well. Currently sitting at 4. I don't know whether that's increased or dropped or whatever. But we've got Hayley Bolton, I think that is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hayley Bolton. So again, Just Giving link is somewhere about on our page. By all means, if you can donate, it'd be great to raise money for a good cause.
Yes.
Like Comic Relief.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Like a clown masturbating. Comic Relief.
I never heard that.
No.
I like that.
Off the top of the
straight,
dome.
Yeah, straight off the top of the dome. Freestyling.
No, there's plenty more where that came from.
Oh.
Okay. Everyone needs a good laugh. Correct, Daddy Hoff. Everyone also needs a lot of money,
which apparently,
is why, which is why we're being forced. This is actually, we will get cut off if we mention that this is Illuminati. P. Diddy's behind all of
just,
this.
Yeah, and also we are being currently held by Somalian pirates.
Yeah.
That's why we dropped the hint. So yeah. if you can call the emergency services, that would be great.
That would be great. Or if you could give P. Diddler a shout, because he was the one that put us up to it.
He's been up to, we could talk about him, couldn't
Let's talk about him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Puff Daddy, anyone know anything about him that's happened recently?
I know a little bit about him.
Yeah.
I know he's a bender.
Mm. What does that mean? Gay?
Yeah.
He's gay.
He's gay. He is as gay as the day is long. Right?
Yeah, sure.
And speaking of gay as the day is long, Mike Beeson's watching.
Hello.
Hey, Mickey B. You finally found it. So apologies for the runaround in terms of the link. Don't know what's happened. I don't care to think what's happened, but we were talking about it today. It is mental. So I'm going to have to do some tidying. But P. Diddler, gay as the day is long.
Yeah.
Okay. And he also likes little boys.
Yeah.
Turns out.
But I mean, these are all, what are they, accusations? But fucking hell.
Strong.
When they say there's no smoke without fire,
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of smoke.
P. Diddy is standing in front of a bonfire.
It's been going on for years as well. Yeah. And I saw someone say on a podcast the other day, he said it, oh, right, yeah. He was talking to one of his black friends, and they went, yeah, we know about it.
Right.
Like, we've basically washed our hands of him. Like, we've known about it for years.
Brilliant.
So thanks, black guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, black people.
Come at me.
For not telling us about Diddy earlier.
Yeah, about old P. Diddler.
Mm.
So Mike been running around dropping kids off at their after-school clubs. Fair enough.
All right.
Well, now you're here, you're locked in. And obviously with that comes a financial requirement. Obviously, we're raising money for Comic Relief. This is not just directly at Mike Beeson. That would be cruel. Raising money for Comic Relief, please do donate if you have a chance. Doesn't have to be tonight, but can be any time this week.
Payday if you need to.
Payday, yeah. If you like. Leave it till then.
Yeah.
And obviously, we'll produce the results on our Facebook page.
Sure.
Where we can all be best friends. But anyway, so P. Diddy then.
Yeah, he's a...
Papa Diddy Pop.
A lot of people as well. Famous victims, from what I understand. Justin Bieber being one of them. Do you not, have you not seen that video of him with Justin?
No.
Justin Bieber when he's like just starting out as well. Like, it's not like the video isn't incriminating. Well, no, the video is incriminating, but it's not anything he's doing directly.
No.
But you could, there's sort of body language and...
It's not Justin Bieber coming up from under a table going, no. That was really good.
Yeah, thanks for that. Can I have my record deal now?
Yeah, yeah. And P. Diddy goes, yes, you can.
Yeah.
If you...
90-10 split. Yeah. As he always used to. But yeah, he's... yeah.
So I'll tell you something...
He's the Epstein of the black music world.
Yeah. So I'll tell you something else that popped up. I think you showed me the other day. What's the name of that? What's the name of that weird forest? That weird woods?
What do you mean?
There's a place that genuinely.
This oh, is Bohemian Grove.
There you go.
Yeah. There's a documentary on a bloke that crept in there.
Well, I have to watch it.
I don't know where it is, but it's out there. And
truth is out there.
I've known about this for fucking years. I'm surprised that you didn't, but I think there came a point where you stopped going down rabbit holes.
Yeah.
And I carried on. Yeah. And then I completely stopped. Now I just don't go down any rabbit holes.
No. There is a tip for our listeners and viewers. If you see a rabbit hole, don't go down it.
No. I mean, you can skim the surface, but understand there's nothing you can do about any of it, apparently.
Yes, but what you will find will make you want to do something about it.
Yeah.
Which is the problem.
Well, that Bohemian Grove is where world groups meet.
Yeah.
Or a big world group called the Bilderberg Group. I don't know if you've read about them.
No.
It sounds made up, but it is made up. But it's a large group of world powers that meet up.
The Bilderbear group.
Yeah.
The Bilderpedo bear.
Yeah. Well, they're losing bears, so they've got to figure out, you know, they're not losing sales on bears now because everyone's figured out what a fucking con it is. For what is essentially a teddy bear with roller skates on.
Oh, God. You know, P. Diddy, yeah, nonces, Bilderbear, yeah. Slammed.
Bilderberg.
Yeah. So, Bilderberg.
They meet up there. Bill Clinton's been there. All the Clintons. All the world leaders have been there. They do weird ceremonies there. Weird ceremonies. Like, they have, like, a fire at the front and they do weird chants and they wear stupid fucking weird costumes.
Yeah, do you know what? I don't know why I'm looking blankly, why I'm reacting blankly to that. I read the article that you sent me.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I watched the video and then I read an article.
I was going to say, yeah, yeah.
And speaking of... presidents, I couldn't be harsh because it's Kim Doolan.
Hello.
Welcome.
Kim yum yum.
Welcome. If you haven't donated, please do.
Yeah. Yep. Just giving.
We're asking everyone. Mm. So it's not just you.
Yeah, it's specifically. Not just you. It's not personal.
It's not personal. But yeah, I read an article on Bohemian Grove and Nixon was there.
Yes.
Like, that's what I mean. Lots of people.
All of them. All of them have been there. And it weird. It's devil worship type weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of noncery goes on in there as well.
I think so, yeah.
Speaking of noncery, it's Marie Antoinette.
Hello, Marie Antoinette.
Yeah. Do you reckon that is the Marie Antoinette?
It is
it must be.
Was it Marie Antoinette or Mary Antoinette?
Oh, it's Mary Antoinette.
So it might be. She might be covering her tracks.
Yeah.
When
she might be poorly covering her tracks by changing one last letter in her name.
When was she supposed to have lived though? Mary Antoinette.
Now.
Like, years ago.
Mainly it? Now. She lives
what
as
was she
we
famous
speak.
In?
Just sort of you know, sort of dressing up in big clothes.
What are you on about?
She's a socialite, if you like.
Yeah, from
if
where?
You please. France. Mainly.
What book? Is she in, or film is she in, for fuck's sake?
I have no idea.
Oh. What a letdown.
What a letdown. Marie Antoinette, just for your benefit, this is a comic relief special for Substance for Days. Feel free to follow us. We do this every week.
Yeah.
So, but this is a comic relief special. We have a Just Giving page. That's up there. It's on the channel name, and it's also in the chat as well. And if you go to our Facebook page, there's a Just Giving link as well.
Yes.
Kim is watching and listening. She has doubled down on the viewing pleasure.
When you go, you got to go hard.
You have
to
go hard or go home.
Speaking of
family,
someone was speaking of family. I have got to go and pick my daughter up. At some point. She's at the gym, and now she's at her mate's. So
okay.
But yeah, that's it's got to happen at some point. Soonish.
Yeah,
I would have thought.
Yeah, well, I mean, what sort of time do you want to target?
I don't know.
Because we could do a last sort of few minutes rush, and we could get everyone pumped up.
Yeah, we'll try and do that.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, because I have got to go soon.
5 more minutes, you reckon?
Yeah, I'd say.
5 more minutes of content.
Yeah.
Yeah? And just like that, someone, I think, just left. So that's indicative.
Thanks.
That's all right, isn't it? Or maybe someone joined. Don't know. Not sure. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Podbean can't get shit together, neither can we. So,
and that's, you know, and that's broadcasting. All right.
I was going to just, do you know what I was just about to do?
Go on.
I was just going to type in the Just Giving page.
Yeah.
And donate. Like live.
Live?
I might do.
Live.
Well, yeah. Do we have to go to our one?
Yeah.
We do, don't we?
I was going to say, you'll be a long, that'll be a long old time.
I'm going to see how easy it is to get to ours.
It's a good test. It's probably a test that I should have done before the show started. Oh, if you, and then click down there, and it should come up saying, oh, visit this website. There you go.
Visit website. Well, it is easy.
It is easy,
isn't it? It's in our Facebook story.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
£235.
There we go.
Amazing. Wow.
I'm giving now.
Yeah.
Just so you know, people.
Exactly. And co-host Paul is going to donate £500, which is amazing, isn't it? Huh?
It's good, isn't it? It might not be that. It might be a little bit less.
Well, I think it will be that. I think that's what you just
promised. Should I hide donation from public?
Yeah. Yes, please do that.
Yeah,
please do that. Although we have just mentioned that it's £235. So
they will know.
Yeah. It won't take a genius.
They're going to work it out.
No, do hide it, though.
I've just got to check my finances, actually.
Yeah, yeah, just quickly. Just really quickly. But
enough in there.
You have told the audience that you're donating £500. Oh. So I don't know if you...
Oh, God, no, if I can...
I don't know, is
a stretch.
I don't know if
it's... I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't know if it's a case of, you know, you don't know. It's you have to is more the...
Well, you don't have to.
You don't know. You can donate whatever you like, except for zero.
Yeah.
You cannot donate zero.
I don't think it will let you, will it? No. So like, imagine if it took zeros. It's like, this is how much I care.
Yeah.
Like about your
Yeah, exactly. This is how much I care about homelessness and baby banks. All right.
I'm going to let you read the, I'm going to let you read the message on the Just Giving page.
Excellent. Let me know when it's.
Payment method. This is where it gets tricky.
Yeah. Oh, what? Because there isn't. Any currently available?
Oh, I don't want to have to enter my card details.
Oh wow, Spooky's on Facebook as well.
Awesome.
Welcome, welcome. I won't ask you again for the donation because you've already made the donation.
Thank you.
That was wonderful. Kim Yum Yum, she said hello, my little darlings.
Hello.
Hello. Sam has said hey, Kim Yum Yum. They're on Facebook Live as well, which is why she's also hopped on there. And then we've had a couple of likes, because why wouldn't we have a couple of likes, obviously?
Right. Just so you know, you're a witness to that.
Yeah.
Oops, something went wrong. Please try again.
Excellent.
Oops, something went wrong. Please try again.
Do you know what? I'm going to advise that you don't click it again.
Yeah.
Because it will say, oops, something's gone wrong, until it clears your bank account.
It will say, oops, I did it again.
Yeah, exactly. Co-host Paul just got Britney Spears'd on the Just Giving page. He just got speared.
I'm not leaving, by the way. I just came out of it by accident there.
Yeah.
But I'm fine. Still on it.
He's
so,
still
yeah.
on it. He's still fine. Right, we have about a minute left.
Yes.
Is there anything you'd like to say?
Please donate if you can. This has been fucking weird and gone quite quickly.
It has been, yeah. Well, do you know, the last podcast we did for Comic Relief was 2 hours.
I know. Imagine. I know. Yeah, that's 2 hours worth of they got for us. That was good value.
It was good really. Value for money.
Yeah.
And it is good value for money again.
Yeah.
Forget the first bit. Don't worry about that.
Yeah,
bit.
No one cares. No one about knows. That.
They forgot that. They won't remember.
Some of them weren't here.
No.
So they didn't even.
And they've all joined.
Yeah.
And they've all donated.
Exactly.
Well, have they all donated?
Yeah, well, I think they have.
Is
but...
the question. I don't think Marie Antoinette donated, if I'm honest.
I think she's a new listener, so she doesn't have to.
Well, that is true.
But she doesn't want to.
30 seconds left. Let me post the Just Giving link in one more time, just in case anyone fancies donating. All you have to do is copy and paste that into some sort of browser, or go to our Facebook page and click on that link, you know? So, 1 hour, 25 minutes. Now, as we've said, this donation doesn't have to stop here. It doesn't have to stop tonight. It can happen at any point. At any point this week and any point during the year, because charity lasts all year. So at 1 hour and 25 minutes, we have raised £235. We're 70% of the way there of our target that we made up.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way.
I think, if we exceeded £100, I would have been happy.
Yeah.
So £235 is amazing, and it's still open.
Yeah.
So, and I'm going to donate. So that's at least another 200. That's 237 we're up to.
Yeah.
£2 I'm giving you.
Exactly.
That's all you're getting.
And yeah, absolutely. It's it really is incredible. It is incredible. There you go. Kim has asked for a kiss, Mong Lee. And Kim,
Mong Lee, she likes, we got, you know about the Mong Lee Shang, don't you? That is for my auntie, by the way. I'm not just blowing a random kiss.
Well, it could be, though, couldn't it? Everyone. Be sharing the love. Yeah? All of that.
Yeah. I love that. No, I love love. So, it's always good to
love,
share
love,
it.
Love, love, love.
Yeah.
Love. Live, love, laugh, love.
Yeah.
That's the mantra I go by.
Do you?
Yeah, but loads of people have adopted it.
I know, on everything.
Yeah, I think it's probably...
You looked up there, didn't you? You thought it might have been up there. It might have been.
It's a bit like when I started... It was years ago now, and I started saying this phrase, elephant in the room.
Oh,
and
right.
It honestly picked up.
You came up with it, did you?
I came up with it by myself.
That's good to know.
That was me.
I did hear it as well. So you must have done really well at spreading it.
Elephant in the room.
From loads of different people.
Exactly. And what was her name? Oh, Alexandra Burke. She picked it up.
That was it. Yeah, she...
She thought elephant in the room was her.
She thought she made it up.
So anyway, thanks to everyone.
Yeah, for listening.
For listening, for donating, for working together, for a good cause.
Being great people.
Exactly, being great people. We talked about Ivy. Yeah. You know, she's doing well now.
She's doing all right, yeah.
We talked about malaria. Killing kids.
Yeah.
So that's a source of comedy, isn't
comedy,
it?
Comedy, yeah.
But we did talk about Somalian pirates. We did talk about baby banks. And that's what you get.
Mm-mm.
All right? That is the dynamic.
Baby banks and Somali pirates.
Exactly.
All in one sitting.
Exactly. Who knew that we would come up with that?
The last thing I want to say to people is it's really important. When you're using a drill, right? Just know that the end of it gets really hot and you shouldn't put your skin on it.
Don't put your skin on it.
Because it burns.
If you're cooking a pancake,
yep.
Make sure you don't put so much oil that the pancake floats on top of the oil.
And then sort of...
And then you flip it like you would any other pancake, because that can lead to severe...
Pictures to follow, I think. Yep. I've got to see that because it's horrific.
There will be on Telegram and Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, well, that's us for another week. We will see you next week at 7 p.m., either on a Wednesday or a Thursday.
Yep.
Both of them are our slots. So
correct. And if anybody steps to us...
Don't take them.
No.
Yeah.
And we will, for our regular listeners who we love and adore and are the main reason that we're still here 2 years later raising money for charity, we will reveal the final results of the donations by the end of this week.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome. Thanks, amazing. Everyone.
All right. See you later in that. Yeah. Comic relief.